This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Health, Colorado's premier safety net hospital, faces a budget deficit exceeding $100 million. And at a recent debate, Denver's mayoral candidates promised to help. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Candidates Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnston say a regional, state, and federal approach is needed to solve the shortfall. Here's Bruff.
We're going to be challenged, but committed to figuring it out, because frankly, the way we're going to improve the living conditions for Denver residents is together and figuring out how we fund this and keep you strong.
Johnston says the hospital is not just important to the city, but to the region.
I'd want to pursue all the places that we can find additional funding to help fill that need. That includes federal dollars, that includes state dollars, that includes regional dollars.
Driving the trouble, unreimbursed expenses, and high costs of caring for an increasing number of health conditions. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man has pleaded guilty to hate crime charges after setting fire to a Lutheran church in Loveland in July. Court documents say Darian Ray Sexton was motivated to set the fire due to its religious character. Sexton will be sentenced in July. And drivers in southern Colorado will see some military vehicles on I-25 starting today. The convoys will move between Colorado Springs and Trinidad for the next month, and there could be some traffic disruptions because of it. Fort Carson says the vehicles are part of a training exercise. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.